It's nice now to welcome back someone who we speak to every week on a regular basis here on Robinhood Radio when the season is in full swing, and that is, of course, the artistic director at Music Mountain, Oscar Espina-Ruiz. He started joining us a couple of years ago, and this year is no exception, as this year, I do believe, is the 90th season at Music Mountain, and we say good morning to Oscar. Oscar, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. It's so nice to be back here. And yes, it is our 90th anniversary season. 90 years in a row of beautiful classical music has been played up here at the mountain, at Music Mountain. Wonderful.
You know, and it's funny, we've talked about the mountain before, especially earlier this season when the Next Festival once again did a concert at Music Mountain. But you are into, I do believe, what is this your second or third week now?
Yes, we just had our third weekend. Typically, the first weekend is a Sunday only.
Yep.
And thereafter, that was June 9th, and thereafter, we are on every Saturday at 5 and every Sunday at 3 o'clock, all the way through September 22nd. So it's a very long season. As you mentioned, we do start with the Next Festival for Emerging Artists that is directed by Peter Askim. And this is a wonderful program that comes year after year to present new music for strings with college students mostly, but really, really talented students. They presented a wonderful program.
Now, coming up this weekend, once again, it's a Saturday-Sunday affair. On Saturday, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Steve Ross is there, and Steve Ross will present the songs of Stephen Sondheim, Cole Porter, Fred Astaire, Irving Berlin. So your Saturday Twilight Evening concert sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, actually, I mean, I'm really excited about this one. He's widely considered to be a king of cabaret in New York City, mostly, where he's based, but, you know, really worldwide. So he's a real superstar, and he's coming to do a show up here. So we're really, really excited. He's playing at the Cocktail Hour, 5 o'clock. I repeat this because we used to have our Twilight concert a little later, but we moved that concert time to 5 o'clock on Saturdays, so that people, you know, have a little more time after the concert, perhaps to have dinner or drive back home. But yes, this Saturday is going to be really, really exciting. June 29th, 5 o'clock, Music Mountain will present Steve Ross, the King of Cabaret.
Of course, then we switch gears once again and go back to the Chamber Music, which is on Sunday. And once again, this weekend, coming up on the 30th, the Ariana String Quartet will be performing.
Yes, that's also a beautiful program. Ariana has been coming for many, many years to Music Mountain, but somehow we couldn't find a date last year and the year before. So I was really, actually, year before, I may be saying that wrong, but last year certainly. And I was really wanting to have them back because they are really outstanding. So finally, they will be here June 30th, Sunday at 3 p.m., and they are going to be joined by Richard Young, viola, to play the wonderful Mendelssohn viola quintet in B-flat major. So the program opens with a very short capriccio, I would say, or appetizer by Hugo Wolf, the Italian serenade, and then moves on to the, well, for many, main course, and certainly one of the beloved pieces of the string quartet literature, Schubert's Death and the Maiden Quartet, and that is next Sunday, June 30th, with the Ariana String Quartet. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's, and you know what's interesting to take a look at your schedule are the diverse acts that you present both on Saturday and Sunday. So this weekend on Saturday, once again, 5 o'clock, the Twilight concerts on Saturday begin. Steve Ross, if you like Broadway, you like Stevens, if you like any type of music like Broadway music, this show is for you, especially done in the intimate setting of Music Mountain. And then on, of course, Sunday, the Ariana String Quartet. But to show the diversity, we always like to also look a week ahead. Next weekend, you once again split it up by having a Jive by Five on Saturday and the American String Quartet on Sunday. Now, is the American String Quartet coming on July 7th? Is this the first time they've been at Music Mountain?
Actually, the second time. Okay. This was a wonderful premiere of a well-established quartet, really. I mean, American String Quartet has a 30-some year-long career, and they are really a fantastic quartet. So I had the pleasure of inviting them. Our audience loved them last year when they played for the very first time at Music Mountain. So they are coming back on July 7th for the second time. And they will be bringing one of my favorite pieces, the Beethoven String Quartet, Opus 59, number 3. So one of the Razumovskis. This is the one in C major, the one that has the really incredibly fast last movement in fugato, like a conversation from instrument to instrument that I talked about so much in my lectures last year. This is going to be also a very special program on July 7th.
Now, right before that, on the Saturday, July 6th, Jive by Five comes back with really, really talented musicians, and you're going to get stuff from the, when I say jazz age, I'm not talking about modern jazz. We're talking about classic jazz from the Charleston, Foxtrot, which, of course, opened the doors to some of the world's greatest jazz and blues musicians.
Yes, I mean, this is a really, really happy story of a group that has been coming to Music Mountain for decades now, and they got it right. They just got the right chemistry. They have a great following. Last year, we had a nearly full house with them, and the most beautiful of all is that everybody came early and had a picnic on the lawn right in front of Gordon Hall at Music Mountain. So it was a very, very festive and welcoming concert that then was followed by really exciting Foxtrot and, you know, two-step Charleston and all this beautiful jazz that Jive by Five plays so well. It's going to be a great concert on now, July 6th.
And even if people want to go out, I mean, you've got that little dancing deck that's off to the side of the hall.
That's right.
And people, if they want to, you really could. I mean, I've seen people do it, go out there and dance around a little bit to it because it's right next to the hall. It's right there.
That's right. We can open the doors. It depends on the weather. Gordon Hall is air conditioned, but June has been really wonderful in terms of the weather on weekends. Actually, 2 weeks ago we had a little rain, but I think it was, you know, just momentary. And for the most part, we have great weather, and we can turn on the AC and open some of the doors, and people can come out to the dance floor and enjoy themselves. Some people sometimes like to stay on the bench right outside Gordon Hall, enjoying the beautiful views and the nature that surrounds the hall while they hear this wonderful music. It really is a magic place. People should come up and check it out. We are right here in Falls Village, and it's really a beautiful place to enjoy music.
Well, the great thing about Music Mountain and the music, and I think a lot of the areas around here, not only do you get the great concerts, whether it's the Twilight concerts, which begin at 5 o'clock on Saturday, or the regular concerts, your regular concerts, they start around 3:30, is that, or earlier?
3 o'clock, yeah.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
So what you can, when you come up, you can plan, even for the Twilight concerts, you can bring a mini picnic, hang out on the lawn for like an hour ahead of time, and then afterwards on Saturday, go out to dinner at like the Falls Village or one of the many inns around here. But on Sunday, once again, bring up a real nice brunch, a picnic brunch, and sit on the lawn and have a great brunch. Go in and see world-class music. And then your home, it doesn't matter, even if you live in the city, you're home by 6:30, 7 o'clock.
That's true. I mean, that works very well. Also, I mean, you can leave dessert at home, because we do sell ice cream and hot coffee and hot tea or iced coffee and iced tea. I mean, it really is very convenient. So, yes, I encourage everybody to check out the picnic facilities at Music Mountain. It's all free, of course. People can just come as the same way they go to a park, really, and enjoy the grounds and enjoy the concessions if they are for ice cream, and then definitely enjoy the great concerts that we present.
All right, that's Music Mountain once again, of course, on Music Mountain Road, right at the top of the mountain in Falls Village. The box office number is 860-824-7126. You can reach them and buy tickets and more. Get information on the web at musicmountain.org and just follow whatever tabs you have to click on. And Oscar, thanks for getting up so early this morning. Oscar will return to his normal time next Monday. We'll speak to Oscar and every Monday throughout the rest of the season at about 20 minutes after 7 o'clock in the morning. But thanks for
getting up. That's wonderful. I mean, thank you, Marshall. Sorry, I'm interrupting you. But it's really, really wonderful to be back here talking to you, and I look forward to the rest of the summer to all this wonderful conversation.
All right. Oscar, we'll speak to you next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Take care.
That is the artistic director at Music Mountain, Oscar Ruiz, who will be joining us on a weekly basis. Once again, musicmountain.org on the web.